Have you ever worked or studied in an online environment? What challenges did you face?
Yes, my first experience working online was during the COVID lockdown. Like many people, it was completely new to me and my colleagues, and probably a lot of our students as well. None of us had had any formal training in remote working or teaching online, so we were really feeling our way through it together. But we did adapt quite quickly. And one of the biggest challenges was probably communication. So things that would have been sorted out quite quickly in person suddenly needed a video call, or we were sending more messages and emails, so you had to be careful about the way you worded them and the way you expressed yourself and trying to be as clear as possible. But I found that regular video meetings really made a big difference, not just for workflow, but for keeping that human contact alive with the other members of the team.
What do you think makes a good team leader or coordinator in a remote setting?
For me, a good team leader in a remote setting gives people the space they need to work independently. A lot of people enjoy working from home because they find it more efficient. They can get through tasks faster and with fewer interruptions. But that doesn't mean they don't need a human connection. So for me, a strong remote leader is someone who also maintains the human touch. They check in, ask how your weekend was, and just share things like you would naturally do in a face-to-face chat. For me, the balance between autonomy and connection is the key.
Have you ever been part of a group where you felt truly supported? What made it feel that way?
When I was just starting out as a language teacher, I worked in a school with a very active staff room, teacher's room, that was full of more experienced colleagues. And I probably annoyed them at times with my endless questions, but they were always really patient and happy to help me and give me lots of ideas for my classes. And that environment made a huge difference to me. I think working alongside experienced people, even informally, is one of the best ways to grow. And in online settings, we can recreate that by making space for regular knowledge sharing and peer support, and basically just helping people find the same connections that they would find in a physical space. I think it's just absolutely crucial when you're new to something and when you're learning something new that you have people alongside you that you can ask things.
Why do you think trust is important in a team, especially when working online?
Trust is everything in a remote team. You can't see what people are doing every minute of the day, and, well, you shouldn't need to. But when there's trust, people feel confident making decisions and managing their own time, which leads to better work and less micromanagement. But trust also goes both ways. It's about knowing that if you ask for help or if you have to admit that you're stuck, that your team will support you and respond in a supportive way. I mean, especially online when informal signals are easy to miss, trust gives people the confidence they need to speak up and to contribute.